coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
It's a big deal. Like French food is like a, ooh, French food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like it's
like I said, fries or toast.
Well, it's funny because the first fries weren't made in France. They were made in Greece.
Hilarious. Dum, dum, da-da,
Village Idiom. Hello and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast, and every single week we choose a popular saying to take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're lucky and rolling the dice, we make it educational. Yeah. An educational dive into its meaning.
It's not the priority.
No, it is not. We take a look at the meaning, the usage, the origins, but mostly we're just using it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
And I'm Skinny. Let's get sponsors right out of the way.
Oh, okay.
This is brought to you today by a series of companies. This is Canada Dry Peach Mango Ginger Ale.
And
for all your thirst quenching needs, followed up by
The Great Gentleman Watermelon and Hibiscus flavored drink.
Which in stores now. Yeah, get in there. Mm. I'm glad that we were able to get together. I didn't think you were going to make it.
I know. I'm glad to be here. There's
you were going to be out of town.
There's a few reasons why everything turned out good, but yeah, I was supposed to be in the great continent of Africa.
Africa.
And I was really looking forward to it. I've never been to that part of the world.
Me neither.
And I was pretty excited about it, but yeah, as luck would have it, plans fell through and details don't matter, but kind of last minute, didn't get to go.
That's a bummer, man.
So yeah, it was going to be a quick trip anyway, so there is already conversations to maybe next year, that kind of thing. So first got the news that it wasn't happening, and I was like, ah, Nira.
What's Nira?
Pardon my Yoruba, the official language in Nigeria.
Pardon my Yoruba.
That's not even true. The official language is English, but Yoruba is very...
So, Nira.
Nira, which, okay, I didn't brush up on my Nigerian before going, but Yoruba. I did look it up just before coming in here.
Yoruba.
It means...
Jamaica.
Okay.
Ooh, I wanna
let me quiz you. I used Google Translate.
Okay.
Right? And I said, I put in a word. I want to know how to say this word. It gave me Nira. Now, when I reverse translated that, what does Nira mean in English?
It said Afara.
It said hardship.
Okay.
Oh, that's... Now, based on how I said it...
That's kind of the same.
Based on what the meaning is, what do you think the word is that I put in first? The Nira.
Dang.
Yeah, pretty close. I typed in crap.
Okay, well, okay, that makes sense.
So, but I don't think Anira is what, like, when they go out to the woods to take an Anira.
You don't take an Anira as much as leave one.
You leave one.
Yeah, that's what that's that old Nigerian phrase.
Wait, why do you say take ever regarding that?
Well,
if you went to the bathroom to take a crap. You are playing this game wrong.
George Carlin has a old bit about that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He's like, you don't take a crap, you leave one. Well, the weekend's coming. Don't take one of mine. I only got two left in the weekend's here.
Sounds exactly like him.
Yeah.
So not going, but you know, so pardon my Anira anyway. Pardon my Yoruba.
Pardon my Yoruba. Wow. It's funny how sometimes we use these kinds of phrases. We have one like it for disguising English. English cussing.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Jump into it.
I'm ready. Are we, okay. Here we go.
Pardon my French.
Remember that scene?
Yeah, from Ferris Bueller.
As soon as I knew we were doing this idiom, I'm like, I know exactly the
Pardon
clip.
My French.
Pardon my French.
That's Cameron, the character Cameron on Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Was he doing his dad giving him...
Yes, yes, watch a gun. You can tell he's a...
Pardon my French.
Because the principal... starts to not believe him.
Ferris is trying to take the day off, and that's supposed to be his dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Great. Pardon my French.
So pardon my French. Pardon my Yoruba, but the idiom today is pardon my French.
Why do we do French? I'm sure we'll get into it in the idiom.
We are going to get into it.
There's all sorts of like cultures of the world. Why did the French get picked on outside of their obvious Frenchy reasons?
Yeah,
I think French.
We will get into that, but
when I think French, and excuse all my pardon my French, I don't know. I think kind of like elite,
romantic.
Is that what you think? I think Italian is romance.
I just think French fries, French kiss, French
French fries. That's romantic.
No, French kisses.
Well, like, okay.
And French fries, but not before the French kiss.
Gross. you're picking russet potatoes out of your neighbor's teeth.
French bulldog.
Yeah, all romance. That's all.
Is this a problem? Oh, it stopped. It was, I just wasn't sure if it was recorded. In the monitor, it was pixelating.
Oh, okay. I hope it's not a problem.
Yeah. I guess should we edit this part out?
Well, yeah, sure. I'll make sure. We'll see what's there. Okay. Anyways. Yeah, but we don't say, like, pardon my German or pardon pardon my Mandarin or Chinese or pardon my...
You know, yeah, no, I don't know. Well, I do know why because I looked up the origins.
But, so I don't know why.
But what I think is interesting when it comes to swearing in other languages, because obviously if we haven't said so, pardon my... Wait for it. Pardon my French is an informal way to say you're sorry for using bad language. And
I didn't know it had to be swears.
Or crude.
Yeah, something just a little more, you know, derivative, maybe a little off color.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but so...
But
let's go with it as stereotypical snooty in French, and that's why it's pardon my French. Right. But what about the... Like, what are the Germans known for?
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. World Wars. car manufacturing.
The Berlin Wall.
Okay. So when something comes between us, I don't say, pardon my German.
Oh, because something came between us.
Right.
That's not bad.
Like the Berlin Wall.
That's not bad.
Pardon my German.
Berlin much? Like
Berlin, please.
Berlin Manuel. Oh, no, wait.
Yeah, or with other cultures. Because, like...
Pardon my...
There's other places with a wall.
Yeah, you could say, like, pardon my great wall.
Pardon my great wall.
But I will not speak to you again. So, but you wouldn't say that. You'd say, pardon my Chinese, if you're putting up a great wall between you and your friend.
Pardon
my Chinese, but I'm not speaking to you again.
But I will not tolerate this conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm putting up a barrier. Pardon my great wall.
Pardon my dingo fence, if you listened to last week.
That's from last week's stuff. But what about other cultures? So, like,
if bad language is French, and now we're just creating our own idioms here,
okay.
And a barrier between in a relationship is Chinese.
Okay, because of the Great Wall.
Yeah.
Okay, so Canadians are known for igloos, maple syrup.
Igloos.
Maple syrup.
Canadian igloos.
Well, people think Canadians.
We're doing major stereotypes.
I've never seen an igloo in
okay,
my...
Okay, so...
maple syrup beavers.
Pardon my Canada. No, what would you say?
Pardon my Canada.
Pardon my English. Like it has to be a country that has its own language.
Oh, because it's not. Pardon my France.
Right.
It's a pardon my French.
Yeah.
Pardon my English.
Pardon my English.
Hmm. Not quite as interesting.
Which is this idiom, when you translate it in Google Translate, it is pardon my English.
Is it? Interesting.
Okay.
Well,
so a country that has its own language.
Well,
so
I think you could say it culturally, though, first, because if English is... That's going to use a lot of countries. Like,
what do you mean?
Pardon my English. Well, right, it will
exactly,
be different.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm sorry. I'm pardon my English. Or pardon my Canadian.
Right. Makes so more in sense Brazil, what is Brazil known for? Because then you could say, pardon my Portuguese.
Pardon my... pardon my Brazil is more specific. Like, if I'm going to set up a big, giant Jesus statue somewhere... Christ the Redeemer.
So you've got this big Jesus with his arms out statue in your house.
And it's like, pardon my Brazil.
Pardon my Brazil. Pardon my Brazil, but this statue is going right here.
Pardon my Brazil, but that is a big statue.
See, these are all kind of working. Kind of.
Okay, America, guns.
But they speak English.
Fast food, freedom.
Yeah, but again, they don't have an American language.
Yeah, well, kind of. So if I say, like, pardon my Brazil, but I wouldn't say, that's a massive statue, pardon my Portuguese, because it doesn't make as much sense. But pardon my Brazil is hilarious.
Right, yeah.
I say, pardon, like, yeah, like, I don't know, that's a whole lot of freedom, pardon my American.
Oh, I see. So it has to do with language. You got to bring it back to the language.
Right.
Like, yeah.
You're not going to tell me what to do, pardon my American.
Right. That's not bad.
Yeah, I can't think of a sentence why you would use maple syrup. There's not a lot. This is so mapley sweet. Pardon my Canadian.
Pardon my Canada.
Canadian, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's got to be.
There's definitely more.
Yeah, I don't know. If they pop into your mind throughout the episode.
You also can't, like, so far, we've played it very safe. These are not racial.
No.
Like,
no,
like
no.
Stereotypes, but they're not like...
No, all cultures are Canadian. Like, we are...
All cultures are Canadian.
Yeah.
That's racist.
Well, that's how I view it. No, just like that.
They're
like,
either Canadian or non-Canadian. End of story.
The world, all the world's races and cultures are here. And so I don't think...
I see what you mean. Yeah, totally.
I think of, like, pardon my maple syrup. Like, we say sorry all the time. Right. That's one of our funny things.
Right.
And I'm sorry. Pardon my Canadian.
Pardon my Canadian. That's there you go. That's a good one. Pardon my Canadian. Yeah.
Yeah. That's and I'm great. So sorry. Pardon my Canadian.
That's great.
Yeah. We can pepper these in.
Yeah. It's like a fake apology for whatever you were going to say.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it's and you know, we were talking about like French, and the French are big on, like, French food is a big deal.
In French? The French?
For the French. But they think it's a big deal. Like, French food is like a, ooh, French food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like it's
like I said, fries or toast.
Well, it's funny because the first fries weren't made in France. They were made in Greece.
Hilarious. I have a friend that I work with. This just popped into my head. He said, why are olives called olives and not Greece's pieces?
We caught Skinny mid-swallow. You waiting for me to drink? Grease's pieces. That's amazing.
It's good, right?
I never heard that before. It's so good.
Yeah. So.
It makes me want to call them that. Like, if you order something up from, like, a pizza joint.
Can I have a Hawaiian pizza, but can you put Grease's pieces on?
Grease's pieces. I'd like a Mediterranean-style pizza. Pizza, hold the Grease's pieces. So.
Yeah, there you go. There's one to use again somewhere.
The French are it's a funny culture. So I'm curious to know the why France or French got chosen as a thing. They seem to be I don't know. Do you think of France as like a funny culture? Like
mimes. Mimes, Inspector Clouseau.
Is that like making fun of the French?
Pretty sure. Okay. Well, not the mimes. I think mimes originated in France. Actually, I don't know that. It's is it just because Marcel Marceau is the most famous one ever?
Right.
But every time you see like an animated kids show and they go to France, there's a mime, striped shirt mime, carrying a baguette.
You know what they call a bad Thursday in France?
What?
It's a tragedy.
What?
It's a tragedy.
Oh, I did not hear it at first. I'm like, yeah, tragedy? Did you just come up with that?
I'm trying to think. There's got to be more. Lundi, mardi. I went to French, like, not...
Immersion?
So, no, but from the program I was in, I had to do extracurricular French in French.
So, if it's not immersion, is it sprinkling? I went to French sprinkling. That's why I don't know.
I didn't do full French immersion. We don't believe in that.
I did French as a baby, so, yeah. It's not what we believe.
No, be careful about French and Frenching babies. That's good. Whoa. That's not good. Having so I had to do extra classes. I went to this place called the L'Alliance Française to do French speaking classes through grades 11 and 12.
Okay.
2 years ago, I did a cross Canada trip, and then so I'm in Quebec. I'm like, I don't have, like, my French is bad, but like, how bad, kid? Like, there's still little pieces tucked away in there. They may as well have been speaking Farsi or Mandarin or something.
Really?
I'm like, I have no idea what you just said right now. And so I hear it coming at me in French, and I'm like, I've got to be able to pick out a couple of words.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Really?
Just full out dumb. Yeah. But fortunately, they all speak English as well.
Fair enough.
So I was okay.
Yeah. Apparently, you got by no problem.
Like, I'm sorry, I don't speak French. Pardon my Canadian.
It's extra funny because French is quite Canadian.
Yeah.
I'm looking up really quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we say pardon my French in English? Like, what is pardon my French in French? It's what you'd think. Pardonnez mon français.
Well,
why don't we say that?
Learning French is a real pain in my derriere, pardon my French.
I was going to say this earlier. Like, you know how people say, oh, I don't really speak that language. I just know the swear words. Like, because that's a thing. And I think, like, if you learned right now that such and such was kind of a bad word in, I don't know, Mandarin, like, you don't feel as bad saying it.
I don't swear in English.
So, like,
why would I feel compulsion to swear in another
language? No, but, like, when you hear, like, oh, that's one of the worst words in French. Like, a friend of mine, he's like,
said, a full work week?
And so, but I'm like, ah, but they said it in French. And I'm just like, why do you not feel bad saying something? Oh, you just said a swear word. That was Italian for blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh. But I would never say it in English.
We don't, because we don't swear in English.
I'm just like, there's something, there's a barrier dropped when it's not your own language. And I wonder.
No, there's not.
There is. Like.
You wouldn't swear if you knew all French swears. You
okay, put it this way. If there was a movie where it's an English movie.
Okay.
But in this movie, there's a French character.
Okay.
And from what I've been told, now I don't want to say it, but if he used a French swear word and your kids are around, you're like, ah, whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But it's technically just as bad. Is it just that, well, they don't hear it anyway, but why isn't it bothering you either? Like, I might turn off a show based on language. But if the only person who had a foul mouth was French and it was all...
That's a funny one. That's a funny one. I hear what you're saying. How bad is the language?
So I don't want to say it on here. Because,
no, but a couple of S's, I'm like, okay. And then particularly if the kids are around, I'm less interested or inclined. But the F's, and those aggressive ones are like, yeah, that's not good.
Okay, so, okay, they're
hearing harder things at school.
For sure.
And so, and they're homeschooled by their mother. So that's what I'm saying. It's so difficult.
So, okay, I'm going to say it this way. In English, the word tabernacle.
Okay.
Whatever. We all know what a tabernacle is.
Do we?
Yes. Most people do. In that word in French is one of the, it's like very bad word.
Okay.
But why? Like,
pardon my French.
Like, you know what I mean? It'd be like explaining to someone.
I could see why. So tabernacle.
Maybe because of the definition.
No, because it's a religious thing. And,
sure.
And the French have a deep Catholicism.
Fair enough. Yeah.
And so anything that would be like, it'd be like saying the big JC.
Maybe it's just lost, literally lost in translation. Like if we took the F word in English and went to some tribe and we said, this word means this. And you said its actual definition, they'd be like, well, why is that a bad word?
Okay, so this is terrible. It was on a missions trip in Haiti. And for whatever reason, the kids, knowing it's a church thing, they were doing, the Haitian kids were doing exactly what you're talking about, firing off every English expletive that they'd ever heard.
Okay.
with visuals.
Okay.
And so middle fingers and, you know, fingers and zeros and all,
right.
all of this.
Binary.
Yes, binary.
Ones and zeros.
Yes, all of this sort of thing. And so we're like, well, this isn't good. Let's teach them a fake one. Not like teach them.
Oh, my goodness.
And so the symbol was this. Zebo Dezibe.
Really?
Yeah. Just I still remember it. Yeah, Zebo Dezibe. And until finally in the end, Zebo Dezibe.
It worked.
It's not a thing.
But yes. They started saying it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because we didn't want them
doing
the other ones.
It's hilarious.
Zebo Dezibe.
What's really funny, so I just watched a movie the other day, and where one main character was Haitian, and he does that.
It's really it worked. The culture.
You did it.
Yay. They turned it into a thing. Yeah, so anyways.
Wow. Well, listen.
Final one before we jump in.
Yes.
What do you call a French man who wears sandals?
What? I don't know.
Philippe Philop.
Wow. That is funny. Said some words. We're really late. Where'd they go?
one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind.
Okay, well, let's get into a little bit of the origin story for said idiom. Pardon my French. Again, just an informal way to say, whoops, said a bad word or said something off color. The phrase, pardon my French, initially emerged in the 19th century. During this period, French was considered the language of the educated and the elite. English speakers, particularly those who wanted to appear sophisticated, would often pepper their conversations with little French phrases or words. But not all listeners would understand the French, leading speakers to apologize, sometimes humorously, for their use of this foreign language. They're trying to seem elite and elegant and saying something in French. And so the literal apology would sometimes say, oh, pardon my French, when they're trying to look elite. This is exemplified in 1830.
It's trying to look a little bit snooty.
Yes.
So you use a French thing.
Yeah.
This is perfectly French.
Right. So except this is... The English speakers are doing this. Yes. The French aren't doing this.
That is
so
amazing.
Literal apology is exemplified in an 1830 edition of the Ladies Magazine. It says this, quote, bless me, how fat you are grown. Absolutely as round as a ball. You will soon be as embonpoint, excuse my French, as your poor dear father, the major. So it's interesting because it's insulting here. Then she uses a French word to double it down, but also says, excuse my French, assuming that the listener doesn't know what she's saying in the first place. So as the phrase evolved, it began to take on this more figurative meaning, and by the early 20th century, pardon my French was increasingly used to excuse not just the French words, but any kind of coarse or vulgar language.
Wow.
And it was partly influenced because, and this is what you may have already pieced together just in even brief history, the animosity between the English and the French and the American and the French.
It's like go to war over this.
Yeah.
Pardon my
so
German.
Dating back to events like the Norman Conquest and Hundred Year War, the longstanding rivalry between English to label anything vulgar, anything uncouth as French. So, oh, I said a bad word. Oh,
pardon my French.
That's a French word.
Excuse and my French.
It was just another way.
That's funny now. Because basically now it's used in like movies or things with like if there's a swear and then out comes the swear, pardon my French.
Yeah, exactly. So they,
it's just swears.
In that era, they did that a lot with French. Like they called syphilis French pox. They called, if you leave a party or leave a gathering of people without saying goodbye, you just escape. That's a French leave. And so they would do anything.
But if you make coffee,
anything
with
rude
with
or vulgar was French. What's that?
What if you make coffee with a bodum?
A bodum?
Yeah, one of those glass things with the plunger, like the coffee.
Toilet?
It's like a glass cylinder, and you push down a filter.
Oh, I thought it was just called a French press.
It is a French press.
I'm so confused.
That's how things that have French in them.
Oh, I thought you were still looking for an insult.
No. Oh, I could think of one.
I can barely lift these weights. That's a French press.
Well, now it's known for. I just read this thing about that the flag on the Americans left on the moon because of solar radiation was being bleached white, and so it's
actually,
this is allegedly. I don't know
if it's really there.
If it's really there, moon landing hashtag tinfoil hat. And so they're saying that the American flag is now the French flag.
Hilarious,
yeah.
Because that's really funny.
Because it's just a white flag.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Well, that's
just kidding.
That's it for origins.
Pardon my Canadian.
That's it for origins, other than the fact that it can be not just pardon my French, it could be excuse my French. I like pardon my French better because it's pardon.
Pardon.
Excusez-moi. I don't know which better. Well, what's more French? Well,
pardon actually sounds like pardon, like French. Like
And excusez-moi doesn't sound like excuse me?
Excusez-moi. No, but I don't know. It just has excusez-moi that snootiness to it.
Francais?
Pardon. Pardon my French.
That should be said. Anyway, yeah, I thought it was just,
we could add
just
that
a little bit more interesting than
layer,
I expected.
Add that layer into like our the riddles to keep the words concise, but to convey an extra level of meaning. If I want it to sound French, Just say it in,
like, just have an accent.
Yeah, just put accents and stuff in order to keep the word limit down.
That's
fine. I'm going to try it. Let me think if I can adjust mine.
Well, there you go. That's the origins. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did.
Okay, I've got one already.
That was easy. All right. Well, should we do it then?
Yep.
Riddling is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question. It requires a two-part overlapping answer. Overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. If we're lucky, it's multiple words. So last week, we left you, our idiom was on the fence.
Okay.
And we left everybody with this one. White picket indecisiveness for wiki books. White picket indecisiveness. Wiki books. So not digital, but books.
You got me on the fence.
It's on the Fencyclopedia.
It's a good one.
On Fencyclopedia. So it's not on the fence. It's not encyclopedia. The correct answer is on the fence. And,
that was
nope,
good one.
On the Fencyclopedia.
I couldn't get it then. I couldn't get it now.
It's all right.
You I must an, be an idiot.
You have an advantage of just getting the answer the following week without trying.
Perfect.
Which I guess everybody does, but... Some people participate. Well, some people just show up for the free drinks.
I have a couple of these prepared.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I got two. You go okay, first.
Here we go.
I like my first one. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay. Just one second. I'm trying to get the buzz out of things. Sorry about that.
Oh, I don't hear it.
Okay, good. To disguise profanity with this sensual housekeeper. To disguise profanity with this sensual, fictitious housekeeper.
Really?
To disguise profanity with this sensual housekeeper.
French maid? Pardon my French maid?
Yes.
Okay. That made me lose track of even our background music here. I was like distracted and missed it.
That'll do it. That can't be an actual maid outfit.
What do you mean?
Well, because it would be very inefficient. How are you supposed to be getting work done?
Oh,
and
seriously.
Be wearing a mini
it's not an actual
around.
Uniform.
That's not a
fair
thing.
Enough. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I said fictitious. I'm like, it can't be real.
Yeah, that's fictitious out.
Well, it's Halloween around
I was
the
trying
corner.
To think of a name like Jeeves or something.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's why I got stumped.
Okay.
Okay, here's one for you. Excusez-moi, it's a soggy taco. Excusez-moi, it is a soggy taco.
Pardon me, carnitas. It's a soggy French. Is it, tell me one more time.
Excusez-moi. It is a soggy taco. Start with pardon.
Oh, pardon my French alata.
That's right.
So stupid. A French alata. That's great.
What would a French alata have? What would be the difference? An enchilada versus a French alata.
I would use real cream. It would use whipped cream instead of a sour cream. It would use a crepe instead of a...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
A crepe instead of a tortilla.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's the same
if you
as
just
a French alata.
It would be a French alata. So you could put taco things inside of a crepe and call it a French alata.
That's... If that doesn't exist, we're on to something.
You could make a whole restaurant chain out of this. Okay. A French bum wears number 23 shoes. A French bum. A French bum wears a 23 shoes.
A French bum. I mean, wears size 23 shoes.
No. But, wears number 23 okay, shoes.
A French bum.
A French bum. It's not just a bum.
Oh, okay, got it. I was thinking bum like hobo on the street. Okay, got it. It would be Derrière Jordan.
Derrière Jordan. Derrière Jordan.
Woo. That was a good one, too.
That's good.
Okay, I got one more, but let's leave it dangling out there for
the enchilada. It reminds me of the cronut, like where it's these crossover things.
That's it. You got the cronut, the frenchilada. There's a whole restaurant line here.
Well... we would love to hear from you on this final one. Make sure you reach out to us on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com. How is that a crossover?
It's a long-term derogatory term for French people is frogs. So you just add it to the menu.
Just add frog legs.
Frog legs. There's no combo. It's just A little jab.
Or YouTube or Facebook or the X at 3 minutes gone.
Okay, here we go. Last one. You're going to like this one too. He loves it when a plan comes together, but ignore his Parisian language.
Tell us one more time.
He loves when a plan comes together, but ignore his Parisian language.
And that is 3 minutes gone. Well.
Well is right.
It was good. We hope you enjoyed it today. Hey, this is Cream of the Crop stuff. Creme de la crop.
Creme de la crop.
Indira. Creme de la Indira.
I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Pardon my French, baby. Last 3 minutes gone.